Right, it's 37 minutes past 6 and you're tuned to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. Now, the South African Automotive Benchmarking Club State of the Automotive Industry Report is a highlight on the automotive industry's annual calendar. It has come out, and early on today I spoke to Renai Muthilal, Executive Director at NARCAM, regarding just what sort of state our automotive component industry and downstream industries were in, and this is the discussion that we had.
I mean, listeners would be aware that South Africa's got a fairly long history of automotive manufacturing. There are 7 vehicle assemblers who build cars in South Africa. Probably more important in an economic context is the wide base of component manufacturers who supply these vehicle assemblers. It's globally accepted that a significant amount of economic value addition comes from purchasing and localization within the domestic supply chain. Positive factors that any country looks to leverage, including things like employment creation, new business opportunity creation, technology and skills development, all of that tends to happen in the wider supply chain for vehicle assembly or vehicle manufacture. The report itself is part of a service that we as the association or the industry authority on component manufacturing offer to our members and to the wider industry stakeholders, which effectively benchmarks and assesses the state of the South African autos supply chain. It gives us data-backed or evidence-backed view of how we stack up to our competitors or peers in a global environment, and also to some extent how individual firms in the South African component manufacturing space compare and where companies can learn from each other. The important point about all of this is that autos assembly or autos manufacture globally is a fairly integrated and globalized sector, meaning that we cannot, as domestic manufacturers, operate in a vacuum. We need to at all times be learning and positioning ourselves better, if not at par, with global component suppliers. So I think in a nutshell, the idea behind the report is to assist the sector members, assist the wider public understand where we are as an industry, where some of the opportunities are for further growth and development, and also what some of the blind spots are that we need to watch out for and prepare and get ourselves ready to tackle.
Okay, great. So generally speaking, and with reference to the report here, I imagine certainly the downstream industry or upstream, I'm not sure which term you prefer using, that supplies the end product that we see rolling out of the manufacturing plants of many of these large multinational companies, hinges on the ability of not only domestic sales, but the ability of these companies to export into other markets. Just give us a sense of how the industry has developed over the last few years in terms of the total amount of production that we've created in South Africa.
Look, I think for a long time, we've had the autos industry being one of the dominant makeup or sectors that make up the manufactured export basket out of South Africa. Roughly 33% of manufactured exports leaving our shores are from the auto sector. Over the past 25 years or so, since South Africa has entered the global trade environment, the auto sector has effectively positioned itself as one that is competing in various export categories. For example, the domestic catalytic converter industry is our largest export component or export segment. Over time, there's been a significant improvement in export capability and the base of components that are exported out of South Africa. Very often, that's linked to global assembly capacity. So you will find, for example, not only are producers supplying OEMs for their plants here in South Africa, but they are supplying sister plants globally of components coming out of here. So in terms of your question around exports, definitely a key focus for the domestic sector. The economic crisis of the latter part of the last decade would have obviously impacted on economic or exported numbers at the time. But over the past 5 years, there has been an upward trend for exports.
Okay, great. So just kind of wrapping that into the state of the industry. I mean, is this are component manufacturers heavily influenced by the rand exchange rate, with virtue to the fact that obviously, if the rand strengthens, imports become cheaper, and our own exports become more expensive. How sensitive is the industry to that?
Fair question, and I think it's a sector that's fairly sensitive to the exchange rate. But autos manufacturing here in South Africa, being part of such a globalized value chain, is effectively a combination of both import and export. Let's take a typical vehicle. The typical vehicle here in South Africa is there's parts or components sourced locally, and there's components which are imported and assembled into vehicles here. The advantage of having a base of domestic supply is that the vehicle assemblers can actually take advantage of growing and developing that local sourcing base to eliminate some of the vagaries that come with the exchange rate variation. So you spoke about exchange rate strengthening. Sometimes the exchange rate weakens. If you want to mitigate all of that as a local vehicle assembler, you would want to have as high a number of components purchased locally as opposed to importing them. It's a very important discussion point in the wider operating environment, in the policy space that supports automotive manufacturing. We currently as a country have probably less than 40% of the average vehicle sourced locally, or local value addition of less than 40%. If we compare it with competitor assembly countries, countries such as Turkey, Thailand, Mexico, India, these countries tend to have localization rates of closer to 50 to 60%. And especially if the vehicle assemblers want to mitigate some of the exchange rate risks, there should definitely be a bigger emphasis on greater localization or greater local purchasing.
Why is that, Renee, that we just don't manufacture some components? And which components are those?
So I think over the long term, there has been a kind of hollowing out of high-value component production. South Africa has lost, to some extent, its strength in engine production, transmission production, the high-value add electronic-type components. So in as much as there's been some growth and volume growth of other pressed and formed components, high-value components such as engine technologies is not high on the radar in South Africa, and probably explains why we don't have the high localization average rates that you see in competitor countries. So those are some of the technologies that we'd like to see coming into the country.
Okay, so is that really a case of we kind of lack the intellectual base and expertise to be able to produce those?
I don't think it's so much that. My own view is that those kind of skills and the technologies behind operating that typically follow a market demand. So once we've got sufficient economies of scale and sufficient volumes which component manufacturers can supply those kind of technologies to, then you would see a proliferation of that. It's not so much a skills issue, but rather a volumes issue for competitive supply of those components.
Okay, very interesting. All right, so and just perhaps a question now. Certainly, I saw with Toyota announcing the fact that they will be introducing hybrids and electric cars virtually across the board from 2021-22, if I'm not mistaken. What does it mean now? Because it seems to be there's a fairly big step change coming in the types of vehicles that are going to be produced by some of these majors. How do we make sure that we are one of the prime or premier suppliers of the components that cars of the future are going to require?
Look, I think, again, it comes back to the question of market demand. The moment you've got significant volume, either for the domestic market or the ability to supply international markets, you'd find the technology and the skills would either be developed locally very quickly or imported to some extent before natural progression of domestic competence would happen to supply that. It's kind of a double-edged sword to be too focused on new age technology, because the reality is the major growth markets remain in the internal combustion space. So it's not as if component manufacturers should not be looking to leverage the kind of production technologies that are already out there and where we have strength at the moment. If we want to really grow the base of local component production, there's quick markets out there, typically around the internal combustion space, that we should be deepening our participation in. That's not to say that we won't be forward thinking. I think there's sufficient number of global multinationals who produce components here in South Africa that as soon as the market demands it, they'll reintroduce or introduce those kind of technologies in here. It might be interesting for the listeners to understand that the seven vehicle assemblers in South Africa are backed up by more than 150 what we call tier one manufacturers. And by far, the bulk of those tier one manufacturers are all big global companies in their own right, with the ability to transfer technology and skills virtually at the drop of a hat.
That was Rene Muthulal, Executive Director at NARCAM.